Foster the People's New Paradise State of Mind Tour marks the start of a new era for the Los Angeles-based band, which kicked things off in Seattle on January 25th, then kept the dance party going at Vancouver's Queen Elizabeth Theatre two nights later, January 27th. The stateside concert at historic Paramount Theatre launched the indie pop band's first tour in 7 years, due to the pandemic and lineup changes. Founding drummer Mark Pontius departed in 2021, leaving frontman Mark Foster to carry on with keyboardist Isom Innes as the other key member. "Personally, I like Foster just a little bit more after learning that he's a fellow, Leapy, someone born on February 29th, but that's another story." Foster the People Tour t-shirt in Vancouver in January 2025. Further research reminded me of the impressive collection of catchy synth-pop songs from Foster the People over the past 15 years, led by the massive, and slightly controversial, Pumped Up Kicks, from 2010, plus 2017's Sit Next to Me, and the 2011 tracks Helena Beat, and Houdini. Such huge hits haven't materialized of late, but that could still happen with 2024's acclaimed Paradise State of Mind, the band's fourth studio album. On stage in Vancouver, Foster the People dazzled with laser lights, celebrated past hits and welcomed fans to its evolution of feel-good music. Sit Next to Me, and Pumped Up Kicks, were saved for last in the 20-song set, not surprisingly, and Foster, in particular, seemed happy and content to be touring again. Fans were clearly pumped up to see the band again after such a long layoff, and the Vancouver-specific Foster the People Tour t-shirt quickly sold out. A British duo with backing band, openers Good Neighbors also delighted with disco-ish flair. Listen to the breakout single, Home, already a global hit. The band sure has a mother-mother vibe, if you ask me. Foster the People and Good Neighbors will continue touring North America through the first week of March, with mid-month concerts in Toronto and Montreal, February 18th and 19th, respectively, via Live Nation.